Michigan man accused of forcing girl into prostitution for months. By Amy Furr on July 12, 2022. A man in Warren, Michigan, is accused of forcing a girl into commercial sex so he could collect the money. In 2017, law enforcement were tipped off about a minor who was being trafficked for sex, Click on Detroit reported Tuesday. Once an investigation was opened into the case, an officer working undercover saw an advertisement online, responded, and eventually rescued the girl from the situation, authorities explained. James Earl Madison Cranford, 28 of Warren, is accused of forcing the girl to regularly perform commercial sex for several months, the outlet continued. He would post advertisements online and use his phone to post the advertisements and answer all the girl's calls, officials said. Sex trafficking occurred when persons were compelled by force, fraud, or coercion to perform commercial sex acts, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, website. Sex trafficking of a minor occurs when the victim is under the age of 18. For cases involving minors, it is not necessary to prove force, fraud, or coercion, the agency said. Madison Cranford was recently arraigned and charged with minor sex trafficking, prostitution, accepting earnings, prostitution, transporting female, conducting a criminal enterprise, along with third-degree criminal sexual conduct. The suspect was charged as a habitual offender, according to Click on Detroit, which noted the initial four charges were each 20-year felonies, and the last charge a 15-year felony. In June, a couple from Ohio was indicted after being accused of running a sex trafficking operation across six states, according to Breitbart News. The couple, who share children, is alleged to have conspired to violently traffic women in their mid-20s from February 2020 to February 2021, the outlet said. In regard to the most recent case, officials said they were committed to helping victims. Let this case be a reminder that regardless of how many years have passed, our team will always fight for survivors of abuse, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel stated, adding, we remain committed to securing justice. The suspect was being held on a $900,000 bond and scheduled to appear in court on July 20.